What I Learned from the State Police is the title of the reporter's notebook that NPR's Noah Adams has brought us. He's been to southeastern Idaho talking with the troopers.
I was sent to Idaho to do a story about interstate highways and how they are connected or not to the places they pass by. I just looked at a map and found Pocatello, 50,000 people in a valley near the Snake River. The Idaho State Police had some stories waiting. The speed limit is 75. The roads are flat and fast, and this is the West. Here's Lieutenant Eric Daly.
I stopped a guy one time, and I said, "Sir, I just checked your speed at 120 miles an hour." And he says, "No, that can't be right, because I had my cruise set right on 100.
That speed Lieutenant Daly mentioned, 120, that's been the top end for the state police. They've been getting outrun. Now the Dodge Chargers have arrived, new, aggressively powerful vehicles. But the troopers do not want to be chasing you at 140 miles an hour.
I've seen a lot of fatality crashes in my career, and from babies to elderly folks dead. And be quite honest with you, you try to repress those memories too. That's something you don't want to relive over and over and over. Kind of put it behind you and move on. If not, it'd eat you up. Really would.
I went out on patrol with one of the troopers, and we sat in the median and watched the traffic. His radar could scan both sides of the interstate. It was a good chance for me to ask, "When you pull me over, sir, what do you want me to do?" He said, "It's simple. Put your hands up on the steering wheel so I can see them." This moment of approaching the car and the Idaho troopers come up to the passenger side, this is danger. The heart rate is up. Adrenaline rushes. I was told 97% of the people they stop are good folks who just need help in learning how to drive more safely. 3% are hardened criminals. And the trooper told me, "The first thing I do when I walk up to a car is touch it. I want to leave my fingerprint. In case it goes bad and something happens, I want my fingerprint to be evidence that I had stopped that vehicle on the highway."
Reporter's Notebook from Idaho and NPR's Noah Adams.